Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 157. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Now, in last week's episode, I reviewed the Linux and the Ham Shack Ubuntu spin for amateur radio operators. And one of the things that I wanted to do was try the Kubuntu variation of that. And there's very specific set of reasons for that. So first of all, when it comes to Linux, I am a GNOME user. That's the land that I like to live in. That's the land that I don't like to travel out of. And that's where I like to live. And I just want people to leave me alone. I want to use my GNOME software. And I don't care what anybody else is doing. And so I am pretty ignorant when it comes to a lot of other desktop environments. I have tried a lot of them, from the really crazy ones, from the standard GNOME to Enlightenment, Budgie Desktop, Mate Desktop. I've tried them all. GNOME seems to be where I live. And if you're somebody who disagrees with that, we all have our things that we love to use and we love to hate as well. So I, for the longest time, have sort of abandoned KDE. I have used it in the past very infrequently, but I always seem to move back to GNOME for some reason. Just happens to be where I want to be. I enjoy the desktop environment because it's very similar to Mac in a lot of ways. So it's not even that I need it to be similar to Mac. It's just that that's the way it goes. Mate Desktop always seems to be lacking functionality for what I like. And I just never really got into it. And if you get into the other things like, you know, window managing desktops like Awesome or that type of thing, it really is not my thing. I can see why people would use it in certain environments. i3 Desktop, very, very low, does not take a whole lot to run on a computer. Things like the LXDE Desktop environment, XFCE, I just never really got into them. So I understand their purposes. I understand what they're for, just not my thing. Kubuntu, on the other hand, I've been watching sort of out of the corner of my eye for a really long time now. And especially when it got to like KDE Plasma 5, there really started to be some progress made. And the KDE Desktop, you can get it in basically any Linux distro, but Kubuntu has always been one that I've had my eye on just because of their release cycle every 6 months. They're based off Ubuntu, so you get all the software repos for Ubuntu. Kubuntu is something that I always like to try every couple of years, but I always seem to get away from it. I'm not really sure exactly why. What I'm looking at, okay, so as I mentioned, Kubuntu releases every 6 months. Every 2 years, they offer the long-term support. So the long-term support is actually Kubuntu 18.04 currently, and there have been two iterations since then, 18.10, 19.04. I'm looking at the long-term support because what I'm building on my computer is I wanted to have an LTS on this test laptop. And I, as I mentioned last week, I'm dual booting two amateur radio distros. One is Skywave Linux. The other one is LHS Kubuntu Spin. And it's been a long time. And I think it's time to just kind of take a look at KDE a little bit, see what they have to offer, and if it's something that I would find useful in the front. So what I want to do now is play you some audio from the Kubuntu website. This is on the Kubuntu 18.04 long-term support release video.
The Kubuntu team is excited to announce the release of Kubuntu 18.04 LTS. Kubuntu 18.04 comes with a variety of new features, updated theming, improvements to the user experience, and so much more to make the best version of Kubuntu yet. If you're a fan of long-term support or LTS releases, then Kubuntu 18.04 LTS will be perfect for you, because in addition to being based on Ubuntu LTS, Kubuntu 18.04 is utilizing KDE Plasma 5.12 LTS and the 5.9 LTS version of the Qt Application Toolkit. This release of Kubuntu introduces a new light and dark hybrid theme to the Plasma desktop. This new theme features a light design for applications while using a dark design for the Plasma panels, menus, and widgets, adding a more sleek and cleaner presentation. There's been a lot of enhancements to the user experience in Kubuntu 18.04, such as using double-click by default for opening files and navigating through folders. We've streamlined the indexing performance of Baloo, the desktop search and file indexer, added Google Drive integration with support in a variety of applications like the Dolphin File Manager, and updated KDE Connect to 1.3 for improved integration with your Android-powered devices. Kubuntu 18.04 adds a great new minimal installation option, which provides the ability to remove a large number of the default applications, offering much more control to the user. With this option, you'll pretty much just get the Plasma desktop, the core utilities, and a web browser. So that way, you can make your own custom Kubuntu from there. The Discover software store has been updated to be visually leaner and more stable. Discover now has support for apt URLs to easily install applications from your web browser. And Kubuntu 18.04 adds an option to add a Snaps backend for installing Snap packages with Discover. In addition to Discover, Kubuntu 18.04 adds the ability to use the Muon Package Manager for those who prefer a more direct approach to package management. There's been some changes to the default applications for 18.04 by adding the widely popular VLC Media Player and replacing Amarok with the MPD-powered music player Cantata. Kubuntu 18.04 provides the ability to use Plasma Vaults. Vaults allow you to lock and encrypt sets of documents to hide them from prying eyes, even if the user is logged in. Vaults offer strong encryption features with a user-friendly presentation. And for even more security, you can also isolate individual vaults to specific Plasma activities. Global Menus is a feature that may be familiar to users of Ubuntu's Unity desktop environment, and Kubuntu's Global Menu feature sees many usability improvements in this latest release, including the automatic starting of the corresponding background service when the menu is enabled. Kubuntu 18.04's desktop provides the ability to use KDE Plasma's really cool spring loading feature. Spring loading allows you to drag and drop items through subfolders without the need of even opening your file manager. Thanks to KDE Plasma 5.12, Kubuntu's notification system sees many improvements. The notification history adds the option to store missed and expired notifications, making it possible to review what happened in your absence. It is also now possible to select and copy text, and even links, to your clipboard directly from notifications. If you enjoy using Kubuntu, please consider donating to help the project.
Okay, so I want to stop there, and I want to sort of talk about my experience with Kubuntu. So the very first thing that I noticed when I booted this up was how visually stunning Kubuntu with the KDE desktop has become. And it's always been nice looking, but Plasma is really something that has just kept my interest for the last several years. Now, one of the things that when we take a look here at KDE, KDE has always been a resource hog for me. And when I opened the system monitor for the very first time, what I noticed was that my usage of memory was the lowest that I have ever seen on this test machine that I have. Now, my test machine has 16 gigs of RAM, and it's only using currently right now 0.59 gigabytes. Now, normally that's up above 1.5 to 2 gigabytes, especially with KDE. And currently I am actually using HDMI out on this laptop to go to my podcasting laptop. So even with the sort of extra output here, it's very, very low in resources, low in resource usage right out of the box. So that I was extremely pleased about. Looking at KDE, if you're a Windows user, KDE is going to feel kind of at home. It's got the taskbar at the bottom of the screen. A lot of you are aware of what KDE is, so I won't go through an in-depth look at how it sort of functions. I'm just going to talk about some things that caught my eye. So, first of all, I really like how everything is organized in this launcher menu. You can have a list of favorite apps that you use. Now, for me, in GNOME, that's sort of the sidebar that I use in GNOME. So it's very, very similar here. And then there's the applications folder, which many of you using Windows, if you've never used KDE before, it's very similar to your start menu. So everything is really organized from the software you use, whether it's educational software, graphics software, in this case, amateur radio software, software that you use for the internet, your office software, and you go all the way down through your system settings. So you also have very quick access to all the files on your computer. And one of the things that the video mentioned was the sort of springboard feature. That is a feature that I use quite a lot on Mac. And it is very handy to be able to move files and navigate them through folders, having the folders pop up automatically as you try to drag your whatever file you're using. You can go through many different layers of your file system without having to drop the file and double click on it, or you can just kind of click on a file and drag it through one folder, keep dragging through another folder, all the way till you get to your destination spot for that file. Boy, when I use KDE, do I wish that I had an Android device that I could use KDE Connect with. That is something that I wish was added support for iPhone. I know it's not the KDE project's fault. It's definitely an Apple thing. And I really wish that KDE Connect was available for iPhone. If it was, I would consider probably switching to KDE just for some of those features. I know in the past it has been talked about, and it is something that maybe may happen someday, but I don't see it happening at any point in time. One thing that I really liked, and I don't get this necessarily in GNOME without maybe an extension that gets added, is in the audio volume section right near there, actually, when it's talking about battery life for your device, I'm trying to find exactly where it is. And it could be just because I don't have my external mouse plugged in. But somewhere on the bottom task manager, it would actually show me the battery life of my external USB mouse. And not something that I had to configure, just automatically showed up. When I installed this, Wi-Fi was working correctly right out of the box. I did not need to really deal with configuring the system much. And because this is an old System 76 laptop, I don't have to worry about Wi-Fi drivers or that type of thing. But all that stuff, if you're installing on your own computers, if for some reason you don't have Wi-Fi, it's very easy to get that all working. The thing that I really like about this version of Kubuntu is that it seems to be very, very fast. And even when looking and navigating through the Discover Software Center, the whole process right now is checking for updates, I believe. I should have done this earlier, but it says I've got 14 updates. all the applications, I mean, if I just navigate through it, it's so quick. All the software you would find in Ubuntu available, whether it's software written in GTK or Qt, you're going to find it all here. And one of the things that I would really like to do over the next few weeks is take a look at some of the software specifically written for KDE. And that might be my goal for next week is, you know, I'm a user of GIMP. I use GIMP all the time. I've never used Krita. And that's basically because I've never used KDE and I don't want the KDE dependencies installed in GNOME. But all the software is available here in the Discover software area. So it's sort of like the Ubuntu Software Center for KDE. It is very nice looking. And just in general with Linux, these software stores have come a tremendously long way from what they used to be over the last, say, even 2 or 3 years. They are definitely getting easier to install software. It's usually just a couple of clicks, it installs, and you're ready to go. It downloads all the dependencies that it needs for that particular piece of software, and you're up and running. That's my favorite thing about Linux, is no matter which distro you're using, all the software should work relatively the same across all Linux distros. You may run into a problem here or there, but there's literally thousands of different pieces of software that are available for you to try. And that's kind of cool. I mentioned in the video, they're switching, you know, to VLC, they're switching to different media player. And whether you like what's pre-installed or not, you have the choice to obviously go and change that whenever you'd like. That's one of my favorite things about Linux, is the choice, the freedom to experiment, the freedom to try new things, the freedom to not be locked down on one particular use of a piece of software, one piece of software specifically, and the freedom to just take off whatever is on your system that you don't like. Now, KDE and Kubuntu has been around for a long time. KDE's been around since the 90s. Kubuntu itself has been around since October of 2004. So they have a long running reputation and they have a massive user base as well. So one of the reasons I would pick Kubuntu over another KDE distro, just because they've been around for so long. And just like Ubuntu, they're sort of the staple of this particular desktop environment. So they have millions of users all around the world, and their mission is to provide the latest stable KDE software, which includes the Plasma desktop, build it on top of an Ubuntu core, and release it every 6 months. And that is pretty impressive that they are able to do this for so long. It's free, will always be able to be free, and you can always distribute it to other people. I have to say that the more that I looked at KDE, the more it sort of reminds me how far Linux has come recently. And my use of GNOME, as I mentioned before, I'm running LTSs on my system. I've used Arch Linux in the past. I like the bleeding edge software of Arch Linux, and I had no problems with it. Eventually, when I purchased this laptop, I sort of stuck with Pop! OS on this podcasting computer just because everything worked just fine. And GNOME, after looking at things like KDE and Deepin project just recently, GNOME is starting to look old to me. KDE is just beautiful. The theming that they were talking about in the video, going from the dark theming for say the menus and that type of thing, and then the light theming for open windows, is just really well done. And it's system-wide. Everything just looks great. That's one of the things that I appreciate about KDE is the time and effort it takes to look through everything system-wide and make sure it matches the theme. I don't get that as much with GNOME. It has gotten better recently, but with KDE, they just have always been right on the money with the modern look and feel of a Linux desktop. So because it has been around since 2004, because it has the large community, because it has so much development behind it, anyone looking to check out a KDE Plasma desktop, I would recommend Kubuntu over anything else. Some people will disagree with me on that, but there are other projects out there with that they have stable branches, but also testing branches as well. And just like Arch Linux, if you want to try the testing repositories where they're giving you the latest and greatest software, you have that option as well. But for my recommendations, especially for somebody who's trying to experiment with Linux, trying to get up and running, Kubuntu is a really great place to start. Again, because it's based off Ubuntu, it's going to be very easy to install. And then you can sort of branch out from there once you sort of get your feet wet, so to speak. So anyone looking for an alternative to, say, Microsoft Windows or Mac OS X, everything should be here in this package for you. One thing that I will say is I think I'm going to keep this on my system for a while. And I was actually considering blowing away my laptop, and I was considering building a Hackintosh just for fun to see if I could do it, which I still might do just because it's been something that I've wanted to try for so long. But I have no intentions of keeping that on my test system. I just want to kind of say that I built a Hackintosh out of my old System 76 laptop. And I know my mileage probably is going to vary with that as well. But either way, I think if I end up doing that, I'm still probably going to come back and reinstall this version of Kubuntu on my laptop. So for somebody who has spent so much time avoiding KDE, I really want to dive deeper with it because it used to be unstable for me for some reason, and it would be very crashy. Things wouldn't load up. Things wouldn't boot up. I did notice I had some trouble getting my video capture card to work. I had some issues with mirroring displays, and it's kind of a neat way that they do it, but it's a little different than most Linux distros. When it comes to mirroring multi-monitor displays, so once I figured that out, it was up and running pretty well. But for some reason, OBS was not taking the output from the second laptop, and I did get it to work after a while, and just a matter of plugging in and unplugging and plugging in and unplugging and plugging in and unplugging, and finally it worked, which is crazy. I really just don't understand why that happens sometimes. But I'm glad if you're watching the enhanced video that you're able to see some of the stuff from Kubuntu 18.04. That is probably going to do it for this week. And for those of you who have been watching, I am currently in the process of my summer work schedule. It gets very busy for me. So some of these episodes are pre-recorded for the summer. It's giving me a little bit of a break to try and adjust to the new summer job, new summer position. And I'm going to continue to do that at least through the month of July. It also gives me a little bit of break of podcasting. Not that I hate doing it. I actually love doing it. But it also gives me some time off. So I pre-recorded a few of these in a row, and you probably won't notice as you're listening, but I just wanted to put that out there for everybody so that you knew that that's what I was doing. So when I come back in a few weeks, you should still be getting episodes every week. When I come back in a few weeks, I'll be refreshed and ready to go again. So Thanks everybody for listening. That's going to do it for this week. I appreciate you tuning in every week. And take care. Have a really great summer, and we'll see you next time.